Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Metropolis Days podcast. Now, this is part two of the worlds I want to see in Kingdom Hearts 4. Now, in part one, they were all the worlds that could possibly happen or have at least some of a chance to be in Kingdom Hearts 4. However, these five worlds are ones that basically have no chance in making it in because they're not associated with Disney, or there's no way it would ever possibly happen. No one would ever greenlight it. Now, starting off with number 5, we have Star Wars Revenge of the Sith. Now, I know what you're thinking. Star Wars and Kingdom Hearts? That's pretty crazy. But I went through all the Star Wars movies, and I thought if any movie would work well as a adaptation as a Kingdom Hearts world, it would most likely be Revenge of the Sith, let alone it's my favorite Star Wars movie. But if you think about it, it could have a bunch of cool boss battles, like starting off at the beginning with Obi-Wan and Anakin versus Count Dooku. And we all know the real reason why Anakin was able to beat Dooku. It wasn't because he was testing him, it was all because of Donald.
Now finish him!
While not only having the boss battle at the beginning with Count Dooku, you could also have a boss battle with General Grievous, and possibly even be able to fight Anakin at the end with Obi-Wan as well. Of course, the outcome would be the same for the entire movie, but having it like Frozen, how Sora's just kind of a passive observer in the movie, would be really interesting to see his thoughts about it. Now again, this would never happen, but hey, I wish it would. Seeing all of Anakin's limbs get cut off from Sora's perspective would be really interesting too. Would never happen, but really interesting. And of course, the world you'd be able to visit is Coruscant, the ship from the beginning, the Jedi Temple possibly, Mustafar, Utapau, and places like that would be really interesting to explore, fighting Heartless. Even if it was just Sora just fighting Heartless on these planets and having nothing to do with the story would be interesting, because at least you're there. It would be more than any Star Wars game has done recently. The party members would be Anakin and Obi-Wan until the final battle. If that happens, you would be only Obi-Wan, for obvious reasons. Now, at number 4, I have The Matrix. Now, I know The Matrix sounds even crazier than Star Wars, but hear me out. Of course, being able to go into the Matrix world set in the 90s would be really cool. Going around with Keanu Reeves slash Neo would be really interesting. And the thing I'm most interested in is how would his costume change? How would Sora, Donald, and Goofy's costumes change? And the possible Keyblade you could get from that world. Of course, just like the Path of Neo video game, you'd be following Neo on his adventure, becoming the One, and throwing Heartless and Nobodies in the mix would be really interesting, alongside fighting some of the agents as like mini boss battles would be really cool. And having Sora, Donald, Goofy, and Neo fight Agent Smith in the subway would be a really, really awesome set piece, and I would love that. Definitely one of my top requested worlds that I want to see in Kingdom Hearts 4. Would never happen, but hey, I would love to see it. Going through all the training with Neo and Morpheus and Trinity, being able to see their unique fighting styles would be really cool in that world. Sora, Donald, and Goofy possibly getting outfit changes like how Neo does at the end of the movie would be really cool. Personally, seeing Sora with glasses and a trench coat would be pretty edgy, but also pretty cool, in my opinion. Now for number 3, I have Final Fantasy VII. Now I know we just got the Final Fantasy VII Remake, which is a part of the reason why I'm putting it on this list, because I love that world so much. But all the characters like Cloud and Aerith and Sephiroth have been in Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2, so I figured if they can go to the Kingdom Hearts world and visit there, how come Sora can't visit one of their worlds? Now I know it's kind of redundant, as I said before, Final Fantasy VII Remake just came out and they're doing it through there. But just having Sora's perspective through the story, like how Cloud had his perspective through Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2, and you were able to talk to him and fight him in the first one, would be super cool, as the roles would be kind of reversed. You'd be able to explore their world instead of them just being in your world, being NPCs. But actively being able to take part in the story could possibly give a reason to why Sephiroth is there in Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2 as the secret final boss. Spoilers. Being able to go through the city of Gaia and everything like that, being able to follow around Cloud and Aerith and go through all their adventures. And Cloud with his emo boy toughness. That would be a side of Cloud that Sora never saw before, especially when he talked to him in Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2. Especially in Kingdom Hearts 2, where when you talk to him, he's wearing his Advent Children outfit from the movie, and he's looking for Sephiroth. Doesn't really do much in the second one, but being able to go through his world and participate with him in his fight with mercenaries and possibly Heartless and Nobodies, unless that could be a world where you would just be fighting alongside him his enemies, which would be kind of pointless, but at the same time, kind of cool, because then Donald and Goofy could be there, unless they wouldn't be. It depends on how the story is progressing, and if Cloud would be your only party member for certain parts, or Barret, or Tifa, or Aerith, depending on what happens. Now for number 4, I have Back to the Future. Again, wouldn't make any sense, but still would be awesome to see. Of course, being able to start out at the beginning with the Doc and Marty. Marty discovering that Doc built a time machine out of DeLorean, and then Marty escaping mercenaries into the past in the 1980s, following him along his journey. Now I know there's not that much Sora could do there. Probably maybe some Heartless. Maybe when Marty traveled back in time, it created a rift in time and space, and some Heartless leaked into the Back to the Future universe. I'm kind of just piecing this along in my head of how it may possibly go. It's never going to happen, so more of a fan idea than anything. And of course, being able to talk to Marty and Doc. You would probably be doing all the fighting since they don't fight in that movie. While Marty's trying to fix his parents' relationship and Doc's trying to fix the time machine, you could be running around defeating Heartless that have leaked into the universe or something. I don't really know. But of course the Keyblade that you'd get for completing the world would have to be the DeLorean, or at least have the DMC logo on it somewhere, or in some way resemble a DeLorean. Heck, you could even make the DeLorean a form change or a summon. Marty comes in with the DeLorean and runs everyone over. That'd be pretty funny. Mostly because I just want to see how Goofy and Donald talk to Marty and Doc, especially while in the DeLorean. Make no sense, still awesome to see. Now at number 5, I have Shrek. I'm sure everyone and their mother wants to see Shrek and Sora interact in some way, shape, or form. What better way to do it in a Kingdom Hearts world? Of course, All-Star would have to be playing in the background throughout the entire world with no breaks or pauses, and getting to fight knights and Heartless and Nobodies with Shrek and Donkey would be absolutely incredible. There's so many different locations you could visit. You can visit the swamp, you can visit the castle, you can visit the tower that Fiona was trapped in, and maybe have like a mini boss battle with the dragon at that point if you go following the story. This would be one of the worlds where Sora's outfit doesn't change. It just stays the same, kind of like Winnie the Pooh. And of course the Keyblade you could have could resemble something like Shrek or the swamp or the castle. I don't really have it pictured in my mind, but it's probably something really awesome. And that's all I got for part 2 of the worlds I want to see in Kingdom Hearts 4. For the next episode, I'm probably going to do something Star Wars related, so I'll see if I can think about something to talk about for that. Like if you enjoy, and I'll see you guys next time.